I will speak in English because I think it's better to be understood by everyone. First, I would like to specify the reason for my presence at this conference. In the year 2012, can you hear me? It's all right? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I hear you very well. So please speak.
In the year 2012, I worked on the translation into French of Alexander Dugin's book, The Fourth Political Theory. I have a beginner's level in Russian language, so I didn't do the first translation, but I corrected the mistakes by comparing the French translation with the original text. I also wrote the summary that you can find on the back cover and that I read to conclude my speech. My field of research is social engineering. Social engineering leads us to Great Reset and transhumanism, that is to say, to a worldwide, centralized, digitalized totalitarianism. At the opposite, multipolarity is synonymous with decentralization. Each country is responsible for its territory because it is best concerned to take care of it. I am in a better place to my neighbor than my neighbor to take care of my house and garden. Multipolarity is synonymous with governance by care and order. Globalists, on the other side, try to govern by chaos and social engineering, a scientific approach to society derived from cybernetics and behaviorism, management, marketing, and systems security. This is the general method of hacking and transforming any social being, allowing the engineering of consent through stealthy, planned, and lasting modification of the identity and nature of individuals and human groups, people, company, organization, and so on, most often to destroy them. The two main concepts of social engineering are phishing, based on the abuse of trust and identity fraud, it's a kind of mortal seduction, and triangulated conflict or proxy war. This method is widespread in the collective West, which made Vladimir Putin say that it was the empire of lies. Indeed, these concepts find geopolitical applications in colored revolutions, false flag terrorism, hybrid wars, and regime change, the dramatic consequences of which are visible in Ukraine and Syria. And another consequence, application of social engineering in psychological operations such as COVID-19 pandemic, which concerns the whole world. The question is therefore what to do against this new Big Brother, this global and unipolar governance by chaos, historical wokeism in French, and artificial intelligence. I summarized my view in the back cover of the Fourth Political Theory that I'm going to read to you. So when the right and the left in politics no longer mean anything because they agree about almost everything, when the three main political theories of the 20th century, communism, fascism, and capitalism, have proven their inability to govern, what is left to do? We still have to invent, to create a fourth political theory, says Alexander Dugin. His thought, which goes beyond artificial ideological divisions and conditions reflexes by the mass media, advocates a return to traditional spiritualities in order to face the future in a resolutely conquering manner. We could call this archaeofuturism or archaeomodernism. War is declared or Western postmodernism, this morbid mix of entertainment and consumption emanating from the globalist empire and its projects of definitive world hegemony and domination. Dugin shows that the construction of a multipolar world based on authentic values of life will only be possible by maintaining at all costs an exteriority to the Atlanticist and globalist West. How can this be done? by unconditionally preserving the geopolitical sovereignty of the powers of the Eurasian continent, as well as the African and the two American continents. As a true manual of cultural guerrilla warfare, this book demonstrates once again that ideas can only be defended with weapons as a last resort. That's what we see since last year. So thank you for your attention. Спасибо за внимание. Merci pour votre attention.